you know, made out of tow cloth and so forth. What would you call, now, what would you call something like this that you have on here? That's a, something you wear over a dress. Not the material, but just it's...
I know, it's a cotton checks.
Uh-huh. Or an, but that's something you put over your dress when you cook?
Yeah, that apron.
Uh-huh. And the, when a...
We spun yarn, you know, sheep wool. Uh-huh. And made dresses and all coats and all everything that uh-huh. way, and colored it, made men's clothes and, uh-huh. and women's too.
Now, if you had a something like a coat, except it didn't have sleeves in it and had buttons.
That's a jacket.
Uh-huh. And that might be made out of this to match yeah. the coat and trousers. If my pockets were all full, you know, filled up with things, you might say they... coming out, you know, would you, well, I just wanted to use something like a stick out or bulge out or, you know, if like my pockets are all, you say, oh, those pockets really.
I forget what I call that.
Well, there might not be any special name for that, you know, but the, now clothes nowadays, you don't have so much trouble with it now these days, but years ago, clothes would get smaller.
Oh, yes.
And you,
they fit.
Uh-huh. But when they were, they would, if you washed them in the water and it was too hot, the clothes might...
draw up.
Uh-huh. And something a man wears to keep his pants up.
Galluses.
Did you ever call them anything other than pants?
Spenders.
Uh-huh. The suspenders or galluses, but the galluses would hold up the pants, or what else did you call these things?
Garters.
Uh-huh. Or
Bridges.
You call these, sometimes call these bridges. Yeah. That would be the same thing as pants.
Yeah, I guess.
And something a woman might wear around her neck.
Beads.
Uh-huh. And what would you call that, with beads, would you call that a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Well, I reckon you call it either one. Uh-huh. Pair of beads, I reckon.
And something a woman might wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
And something she'd carry in her hand when she goes...
handbag.
A what?
A handbag.
All right. And what about a little thing inside that would have coins in it?
A pocketbook.
A little...
purse.
Yeah. Now, over the bed, after the, when you made up the bed, after you put the blankets on the bed and the... and everything else, and you put something over the top of the whole...
Count pins.
Uh-huh. Did you used to make those? Did they...
Yeah, count pins, made count pins, uh-huh. coverlid.
Now, how does a coverlid differ from a counter pin?
Well, I just don't hardly know. Uh-huh. They made them all flowers, you know,
uh-huh.
and all designs, as far as that's concerned. I've got an old count pin and an old coverlid. I went housekeeping.
Uh huh. Did you ever used to make things that were you'd have to tack them?
Yeah, tack quilts.
Uh huh. Did you have? Did they used to have parties like people get together and make quilts?
Yeah, we used to have quilting.
Uh huh.
I'm also handy for fishing quilts.
Is that right?
Fishing quilts, yes.
Uh huh.
I as pretty ones as you ever seen.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, you cut these little pieces, have a pattern, cut the pieces, sew them together,
uh-huh.
and piece them.
Now, the tacking was different from the sewing.
Oh, yes. You sew that little stitches and mm-hmm. quilt them, and the tacking, you tack here and over here and so on, about 2 inches apart.
I see. Did they ever call that a comfort?
Yeah, comforts is what there was. Tack comforts.
Tack comforts. Now, and what would you call a bed that's made up flat on the floor?